Cybersecurity professionals are on high alert right now, but kind of no one else is. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Just a couple headlines for you. Earlier this month, a cyber attack hit electrical systems in Los Angeles and Salt Lake City. Security research firm Digital Shadows said this week that more than 2 billion files containing sensitive information have been exposed on various cloud servers that are not properly secured. Baltimore is still recovering from a ransomware attack in which hackers used tools stolen from the NSA to compromise the city's networks. And not for nothing, Robert Mueller reminded us all this week that Russians definitely hacked our election systems and we're still unprepared. And barely even talking about cybersecurity. Let's dig into this in Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Nicole Perlroth covers cybersecurity for the New York Times. First, I asked her, how exposed are we to hackers using NSA-level tools?
Basically, they could easily be neutralized if everyone was really good at patching their systems and upgrading software. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we have a lot of old software sitting out there that certain infrastructure management providers and IT overseers don't even know really what's on their systems. And the places where that is most prominent are universities, municipalities that really just don't have a good handle on how many of their systems are plugged into the internet. But I also think Baltimore is a really interesting case because Baltimore has a lot bigger problems than getting a hold on its software upgrades and patching procedures.
Does that raise this larger question, which is, are we, you know, I feel like InfoSec people right now are putting all these cryptic things on Twitter, like we're at DEF CON 5 and it makes me wonder, like, are we paying enough attention, all of us generally as a society, to cybersecurity issues at a time when things seem like they're getting a lot worse?
It's such a good question. And the answer is no. I was just in Ukraine recently and they were hit by these very same weapons in a massive cyber attack. But there were two things that really saved them from it being a lot worse. The first is their systems are still pretty archaic. So unlike in the United States, where we've plugged in every possible device we can think of to the internet, Ukraine's still pretty far behind in terms of how much of their infrastructure is digitized. The other thing that really saved Ukraine is they're living in a state of constant cyber attack from Russia. Russia has really used Ukraine as a testing ground. So they have a great sense of urgency there. And what they said to me when I was there was, this is what's coming your way.
It seems like there are a lot of pleas for us to be paying attention. And yet, what's it going to take?
Well, I think it starts at the top where we have an administration that doesn't really want to hear about Russian interference in the election. But also, Mike Rogers, the former director of the NSA, testified before Congress. And in his testimony, he was asked, what orders have you been given to combat Russian interference in American election systems and critical infrastructure? And his answer was none. We've done nothing to fight back. And we've done very little to protect any of this from happening again. And then, as you saw with our story, cities still aren't doing the very, very basic thing when it comes to securing their systems, which is just keeping them upgraded and keeping them patched.
Nicole Perlroth covers cybersecurity for the New York Times. And now for some related links. This story from ZDNet about all the files that have been exposed on servers and hard drives and cloud services is kind of bananas. Digital Shadows said it was a 50% increase over the number of files that were exposed last year. And this is like everything from medical files to real estate contracts to, like, remember in April when Facebook admitted that millions of Instagram passwords were being stored in plain text on its servers, in addition to the 600 million actual Facebook passwords that it accidentally exposed? Yeah, you'll find a link to that little buzzkill on our website, marketplacetech.org. There's also a good, if slightly hopeful, dare I say, pie in the sky piece at csoonline.com, speculating that maybe, just maybe, our government would create a federal cybersecurity agency, which would be awesome. But let's just say there are a lot of question marks in that article. Because once again, it is unfortunately just not a priority at the highest levels of our government right now. So I guess it's back to the same old solution. You and me in cyber training. Don't plug in any stray USB drives that you find in the parking lot, kids. Only you can prevent cyber-geddon. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Eve Tro is our senior producer. Sarah Bruguer is our engineer. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM. Not everyone gets a chance to learn about the economy in school. Marketplace helps you continue your education in a way that's smart, accessible, and hopefully a little bit fun. Your donation is not only an investment in your own learning, but also in helping us make more people smart about the economy. And that's good for everyone. To learn how you can help, visit marketplace.org/investors. And thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.